Good morning, everybody. I want to tell you about a bill that passed the Senate unanimously last night. It's the Adam Walsh Reauthorization Act. It's the 17th bill that I've led through the Judiciary Committee that has actually gotten through the Senate. And every one of these bills will come out of committee bipartisan. The Adam Walsh bill is part of a victims reform agenda that I announced more than a year ago. At that time, I made a commitment to champion the promise in the Constitution of justice and equal rights under the law. The bill that cleared the Senate last night reauthorizes several provisions of the 2006 Adam Walsh bill. These provisions keep communities informed of the whereabouts of convicted sex offenders, and the bill expands and protects the rights of sex assault victims. I've also teamed up with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in another effort to help victims of sexual assault, at this time in the military. Later this morning, I'm having a press conference with the senator from New York and other senators on the Military Justice Improvement Act. This bill would take the handling of sexual assaults out of the military chain of command. The Senate has voted on this measure before, and it came close to getting the 60 votes necessary to pass. Now we have a report from an advocacy group called Protect Our Defenders, and reporting from the Associated Press, so those two sources that show the Pentagon appears to be manipulating facts. The Pentagon last year claimed local prosecutors lacked interest in prosecuting military sexual assault cases. Now, what's wrong is the Pentagon's wrong because the local prosecutors say that what the Pentagon says is not the case. The level of trust decreases with these kinds of disclosures. And those before these disclosures came out, that's why we weren't able to get the bill passed last year, because everybody has too much deference to the Department of Defense. And so to get justice for the men and women in our U.S. military, we have to change the law on sexual assault. Now that we know the Pentagon's case against our legislation doesn't hold water, it's time for the Senate then to pass this bill with the title Military Justice Improvement Act. Matt?
Good morning, Senator. The VA secretary is under fire after he yesterday compared wait times at VA hospitals to the lines at Disneyland. Did you read any of his comments and have a reaction for us?
Yeah, in fact, besides telling you what I'm going to tell you now, if you go to my website, you should put a press release that we put out on the VA yesterday, kind of ridiculing him. And I don't know how else to do it than to ridicule the fact that he's comparing treatment and whether you wait in lines with something that's going on at Disneyland. It doesn't show the proper respect for our military people. And I don't know whether I can say more than that, except I'm just very disappointed because in July, I think it was, of 2014, when he was appointed, but before the Senate confirmed him, he came to my office, and I'm not on the Veterans Affairs Committee, but I suppose he knows that I was complaining at that time about whistleblowers not being protected, those very same patriotic whistleblowers that were trying to bring attention to the ill treatment that that veterans were getting or that veterans were not getting. And anyway, at that particular point, I had assurances from him that things were going to change and he was going to respect whistleblowers. And we even passed laws making it easier to fire people. And I had great confidence that he coming from the corporate world, where he brags about we have to listen to our customers, and this is all from recollection, but I think I'm giving you a true story of how it was in my office. I had great hopes for him, and he just has come up very short for a long period of time. Not just what he said yesterday, but it's another example of not taking the problems of veterans seriously and reforming the military and giving veterans short shrift. Connor at WHO.
Good morning, Senator. I understand the Judiciary Committee is going to be taking up this Electronic Communication Privacy Act later this week, and I know that it had strong support in the House. I'm curious, what are your feelings on the bill, and what are its chances in your committee?
Well, I think it's got a good chance of getting out of committee. It's just whether or not there are votes to amend. And we're right now going through the process of going with almost every member in the committee, suggesting some changes and finding out whether we have support for changes. And these are changes that I want to know that we're going to have support for because we bring them up, because this bill's got to move forward, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on things if there isn't some consensus for changes in the House bill. And if there isn't a consensus for changes in the House bill, we'll probably end up passing the House bill. But we're right now in those negotiations that still have 48 more hours to go on. So I can't comment much because, quite frankly, these discussions are going on at the staff level of all 21 members, and I don't know exactly where we are. I will be briefed within a few hours on this issue, but right now I can't say much more than that, and I'm not trying to keep from telling you what the situation is. It just hasn't gelled at this point. Does that give you enough of an update?
Yeah, I guess so. Thank you.
Yeah, John Slager, KDCR.
Thank you, Senator. Good morning. Back to the VA. Has service improved much at VA hospitals? This has been an ongoing concern.
There's two things that I think I can tell you that are very bad. The lines aren't any shorter, and a program that was put in place to take care of people that are at the back of the line for more than 30 days, the Veterans Choice Program, where they can go to private facilities outside of the VA. They hired a private company to answer the phones for the veterans, and that company was just screwing up almost everything. And so we complained about it, and the VA is going to take over that operation, but I don't know if they've completely taken it over yet. So a lot of times you can't even get a real person to talk to on the phone. Now, hopefully that's going to improve very quickly, but it was about a month ago that was exposed, and they have to close out that contract with the company that was doing a bad job and take it over themselves, and I suppose maybe hire the necessary people to do it. So right now, I would say things aren't very good, and that's almost 18 months after the August 2nd, 2014 bill was passed, giving $16 billion of emergency money to the VA and giving more authority to fire and more protection for whistleblowers.
I'd like to ask another question concerning the Transportation Security Administration. They have problems with long lines at airports as well. In some cases, airports are going to outsourcing some of that work. Is that something that needs to be expanded across the transportation system?
I don't know what the problem is. I know that there's people standing 3 hours in line in Chicago and missing flights. I've had people come to my office that miss flights. So I've had personal attention to it. I went through the Waterloo security, so I didn't have to go through security at O'Hare Sunday. But I was talking to people that work around O'Hare Airport regularly, and some of them were making the argument to me what was wrong was, looks like TSA or the union connected with TSA is doing a lot of unnecessary inspection of employees, identification on several occasions where it isn't quite normal. And what I heard Sunday night was that they may be trying to create a situation just so they can get more employees. And, of course, they're probably going to get more employees. But when you get more employees, you get more union members, too. So I don't know what the motive is. And I don't know that anybody's gotten to the bottom of it yet. But if that sort of game's being played by TSA employees as a way to, in other words, inconveniencing passengers just to get more employees hired, that's ridiculous, you know. But I don't know how you ever get to the bottom of it. In the meantime, the traveling public is suffering. I mean, it's bad enough to travel through our airports and on the airlines without having a lot of induced conflict that just causes more inconvenience. So I'm sorry, but I can't give you a very definite answer. I wish I could. Sarah at Iowa Public Radio.
Good morning, Senator. So you said regarding military sexual assault and pushback from the Pentagon, you said that the only way that we can change this is through a new law. But do you think that there's also a need for a change in culture? And is there any way that you would suggest? If so, do you suggest any way of that happening?
Listen, you hit the nail on the head. The word culture isn't just something that's in the Pentagon. There's a culture in almost every bureaucracy, and I don't think you pass a law to change the culture. It's the people at the top, and particularly the President of the United States. For instance, I'll just talk about culture against whistleblowers. Whistleblowers are considered like a skunk at a picnic. There's a great deal of peer pressure to go along. There's a great deal of peer pressure to go along to get along in every bureaucracy, and that's why you've heard me say that it would be a darn good thing for a president. And I propose this to every president. I'm going to propose it to the new president, but they aren't going to do it. But they need a Rose Garden ceremony honoring whistleblowers once a year so that the bureaucracy or this culture will only change when the guy at the top of the bureaucracy, meaning the chief executive of the United States, sends a clear signal that whistleblowing is not only a patriotic thing to do, it's a business thing to do, and everybody in government ought to know that when you got 2 million employees, the few people at the top of these various bureaucracies can't know what's going on, and you ought to appreciate somebody coming forward to tell you what's wrong so it can be corrected. And the culture is just the opposite, to punish in ways that you don't know about whistleblowers to discourage whistleblowing. And you could say a little bit in regard to your question about the military right now that it's kind of the same way. What do we face with the military? Somebody's sexually assaulted. That's a crime. They report it. And then the people that have been assaulted are treated worse than the people that do the assaulting. And it's a little bit the culture on a university. You've heard me working with Senator Gillibrand on sexual assaults on campuses as another one. So this culture is spread throughout, and no laws. You asked me what we could do about it. You aren't going to pass a law to change culture. What you got to do is your heads have to roll. People have to get fired if you're going to change the culture.
Thank you, Senator.
Yeah. Anybody else want to jump in? Okay, thank you all very much.